Good morning. Today I want to talk to you about managing nitrogen fertilizer on the farm to achieve carbon credits in the marketplace. This first graph shows a typical N rate versus crop yield response graph. The yield plateaus and may even decline with increasing N rate. What we see here is a typical response of nitrous oxide to increasing N rate. It's nonlinear, exponential. Emissions increase disproportionately with increasing N rate beyond crop need. The bottom graph shows that same relationship, and here on the y-axis I've replaced yield with carbon credits. So you can see that if you reduce your N rate from this red bar to this green bar, you get N2O mitigation and also you get the carbon credits. And by that I mean the CO2 equivalence of N2O mitigation is determined by its global warming potential. Even small emission reductions of N2O matter given this high global warming potential. So this exponential N2O response predominates in the literature. For example, maize in temperate climates and cotton in tropical climes. And a recent meta-analysis showed that this is true for upland grain crops globally. And that's the dark solid line you see there on the bottom graph. And here I'm comparing that with the emissions generated using the Tier 1 IPCC emission factor of 1%. So how much N2O mitigation are we talking about here? This graph shows emission reductions after N fertilizer rate is reduced by 50 kilograms of N per hectare from four baseline or business as usual N rates, that is 50, 150, 200, and 300 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, using both the exponential relationship found in that global upland grains crops, that's the blue bars, as well as the Tier 1 IPCC emission factor. So you can see that as the baseline N fertilizer rate increases, the emission reductions remain stagnant when the IPCC default is used, but increase substantially when the exponential relationship is used. In effect, the incentive to reduce N fertilizer rate is increased as the baseline N fertilizer rate increases. How do we manage for lower N rates? So if you're adopting the 4R stewardship approach, it's geared typically towards improving nitrogen use efficiency. And if you improve the placement, the formulation, the timing, this can translate to lower N rates for the same crop yield. More direct management approaches to lower N rate include a more precise application of N fertilizer. That is the use of variable N rate technologies in the field. And a more precise estimation of crop N need through the use of, for example, economic-based tools, such as the maximum return to nitrogen, which better predicts the average crop N need across regions and states, and real-time process-based modeling that can be deployed at the farm field scale. What are some of the core benefits of reducing N fertilizer rate can bring? This obviously lowers the loss of other reactive N species, such as nitrate, which is leached from farmer fields. It also provides financial savings to the farmer with respect to reduced fertilizer costs. And if it's adopted within a market-based or a project-based approach, it can generate carbon offsets to the marketplace. So this all sounds very straightforward. It's a winning scenario, don't you think? Mel, not so fast. We have barriers to farmer participation who are thinking about adopting N-rate practices to generate carbon offsets. And they occur at multiple and interconnecting levels. Institutionally, as we've heard, there's a lack of policy direction in this matter. This, coupled with current low carbon offset prices, does not incentivize any action on the farm. In the agriculture sector itself, records of practice may be insufficient or difficult to access. And then, indeed, the availability and access to technology may be limited or lacking. The cost of developing offset projects can be prohibitive to all but the largest efforts that generate large volumes of credits. And the prevalence of multiple protocols can sow uncertainty with stakeholders and, or but, depending on your viewpoint, can allow for cherry-picking of protocols to maximize offset production. Last, but by no means least, is the decision by the farmers themselves and their advisors that operationalizes the N-rate reduction in the field. So there are a number of next steps that can be discussed that could help incentivize the adoption of reduced N-rate practices that will help improve our environment and benefit our farmers. Perhaps one of the most important is to globalize and harmonize the N2O mitigation protocols that we use. Thank you very much.